what determines whether flex style, which is how you manage relationships between work and home, are good or bad, really depends on two things. One is whether you feel in control of how you're managing these relationships. And the second is this idea of satisfaction and values fit. If you're living a life where you're managing work-home relationships and you don't feel good about it, then that's also going to lead to conflict. So one person can take a cell phone call at the kids' soccer game, feel good about it. They're a fusion lover, one of our integrator types. Another person could pick up the cell phone and feel awful about it, and they're a reactor. They feel out of control. One of the separator styles was called firsters, and those are people who put one role, either their work role or their family role, first in their life. And I thought that was really interesting that, you know, some of us organize our whole day around our family life. So they're the people out the door at 4 o'clock to be at the kids' soccer game. But then there are also other people that are out the door right at 7 a.m. to go to work, and their work is much more important to them than their family role. And so I think it's more and more thinking about not so much how people are different, but just how people are set up. What are the different patterns and how people live their lives? And as you have a major life change, it's sometimes good to reassess how you're managing work-life relationships and think about whether you're feeling good about it, and that's a good time to sometimes try and negotiate change.